In studio with Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions and special guest, Copper State Engineering President and Chief Engineer, Mr. Dave Dethridge, talking soil conditions for a strong, reliable foundation. And whether it's heaving or settling, there is a solution now. There was a time in the past where a heave, it was kind of like, well, what are we going to do? But y'all have developed a solution. What's the price difference from a heave solution to a settlement solution? Or is it about the same cost investment fixing one or the other?
It's actually quite a bit more.
Hang on just a second. Okay.
It's actually quite a bit more cost effective to remediate a heave. The typical system is somewhere between $4,000 and $8,000. And piering projects, they're usually $1,500 per pier. So you could easily have 10 piers and be $15,000 or $30,000.
So determining the proper problem, is it a heave or a settle, is pretty critical. And
right.
It's pretty easy to get it wrong.
It's really easy to get it wrong. It's amazing. And I see guys on YouTube all the time where they're walking around in the house and they're noting cracks in the floor and they're seeing a little bit of slope and they're saying, well, this means that there's settlement. And I've gone to a house many times and looked at it and thought I knew the answer, but it really needs to be carefully analyzed and overseen by an engineer. And Dave, I don't know if you have anything to say about that.
Well, and you know, the best way to confirm positively what it is to drill, take soil samples, do lab testing, and determine if it's expansive soil, what's its moisture content, is it going to tend to swell or shrink when it gets wet. Not cheap. It's going to cost you $3,000 to go out and drill, sample, and test a site soil. But in some cases, if you're thinking of spending $100,000 remediating the whatever the problem is, that's money well spent.
Yeah, like Bob was saying, if you're $1,500 per pier, how far are you spacing these piers?
Usually 8 feet on center, maybe up north where you have snow loads, maybe 6 feet on center.
So in a non-snow condition, we're 8 feet, and you've got a 300-foot perimeter around this room, you know, that cha-ching, 1,500 every 8 feet, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Yep. Adds up fast. Adds up fast.
And where you're doing a extract with your vacuum system for a heave, you know, that $3,000 on a wrong diagnosis could save you thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and you don't really probably most of the time need to go and do a soil boring. 90% of the time, if you do a really good investigation and if you do it right with the engineer that oversees it, you can get it right. 10% of the time, you got to go get bigger guns and go get more information, and that's when you really want to pull out all the stops.
Well, we've got a great resource. Your website is just loaded with great content on foundations and radon. You've got incredible articles on your blog as it relates to stem wall repair, cracking, concrete leveling. We even touched on crawl spaces.
Correct. Yeah. It's a whole other subject.
And that website?
The website is foundationrepairwithrosie.com.
Foundation Repair with Rosie, and you can see additional articles, resources, imaging. You can get so there's some pictures on there on what these piers look like. You've got a great shot there of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lined up on a quarter of a block home that's just about to get raised.
Right, right.
So pretty, it sounds like very intrusive work, but it's really not.
It's most of it's on the perimeter, so it doesn't affect the inside of the house unless you're doing a little bit of poly, but that's not all that intrusive either. You're just talking about drilling a small hole the size of a dime.
I know that Bob did a job many years ago where it was a post-tension slab that he was re-leveling, and they had a child care business inside the home, and they were running that while Bob was undermining and underpinning the home, so they didn't have to leave.
That's pretty non-intrusive.
Yep.
And when we're talking about getting a soils test, what's our time on that? I mean, how long does that coring and that drilling, that processing take?
Oh, if you know, for my company, they call us. You have to get blue staked make sure there's no buried utilities when you're drilling. But typically, within a week, we'll do the field work, and then a week later, we'll have a report for people. That's new homes or even these problem homes.
But settling and heaving in both cases generally is a very slow process. So it's not like, you know, we're in a rush to keep something from falling into the, you know, unless it's a fissure, we can't do anything about that.
You know, that's 90% of the time that's true, but there are some compressible soils, say in Tucson, there's 40 feet of what we call collapsible, compressible soils. And there have been recorded instances where if you have a pipe break or something where you get 12 inches of settlement overnight, the whole house cracks in half. It can happen
there
fast.
There are extreme cases.
That's right.
So, and a phone number, rarely remember, but we do still have people that they'll call me on Monday and gripe at me because I didn't say this number enough or slow enough for them to write down because they don't use computers.
All right. So the phone number is 602-702-5390.
And y'all are based out of Phoenix, but I mean, y'all have done projects for us in Sholo and Flagstaff and Prescott and Tucson. I mean, y'all aren't afraid of the road.
We cover the whole state.
And because it's one of those services and when it's done, it'll last a lifetime.
Correct.
You can travel that far distance because you're not worried about having to send a guy out to do a warranty repair in 2 years.
Correct.
So, Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions, thank you for your time this Saturday, along with Dave Dethridge of Copper State Engineering. You can find this podcast at Rosie on thehouse.com.